Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Hi, Miles. I was calling about a Best Buy installation that I was supposed to have today.
Okay. Can you provide the phone number associated with the order?
303-668-1146.
Yeah, that was 303-668-1146. Is this correct?
No, 1146.
Yes, I have 303.
Sorry about that.
No, I have 303-668-1146.
That's it.
Okay, thank you. And I'm attempting to locate your order in our database. The system is still searching.
Oh, no, you're fine. I've been on the phone all day over this, so no problem.
Oh, okay. Okay, and this order is for Jody Amsberry at 7855 Webster Way, Arvada, Colorado, 80003. Primary phone 303-668-1146 with an email of jodyamsberry@comcast.net. Is this correct?
Yes.
And so far, I located an order for, there was a service call that says it was completed today.
They didn't install anything.
Okay.
No. Okay, so, in fact, I tried to call Best Buy to reschedule installation, and they couldn't do it. So you might have to fix something at your end for them to come back out. But
it's
there's
just
two service guys that – oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Best Buy has the installations on the order in canceled status. So Best Buy would have to create a new order for the installation services because they canceled out the installation services on their side. But I do see that the tech noted the order that you, that the says – customer needs to cut floor and put an outlet for disposal. Cutting floor able to remove dish. So I guess he's saying that the floor needs to be cut so the dishwasher can come out of the space, and an outlet needs to be installed for the disposal. Did they explain these things to you while they were there?
No. Yes, they did.
Okay.
And I have two issues I need to talk to you about that with that. Okay, number one, the garbage disposal is hardwired, so I have to have an outlet. I found somebody to come out and put an outlet in for the garbage disposal tomorrow. He wants to know if you have specifications of where it should go.
No, I don't have any specifications on where it would go. It would be... just would want to know the length of the power cable for the disposal. So since your new disposal would be able to be plugged in, Best Buy should be able to find out, I might be able to find out the length of the power cable that comes with it, so that way you would know how far away from the disposal can the outlet actually be. In order to still be able to be plugged in without any issues. And let's see here. I'm checking to see if there's any information pertaining to the length of the power cord. Let's see here.
Okay, I'm going to grab a pen while you're looking, okay?
Sure, no problem at all.
I'm back.
Okay. And it looks like on the manufacturer's website, it's not telling me about the power cord or the length of the cord. It just says if plug-in cord is used, use a three-prong plug. So a plug that would be compatible with it, that would also be compatible with a 110 to 120 volt 60 hertz AC current. But it doesn't say anything about it coming with a plug or a power cable. Let's see. Nope.
Let me get the garbage disposal. They left it here.
Okay. I still don't see anything on the website about it coming with a power cable, but it is compatible to be used with a power cable. Yeah, it looks like it doesn't come with... Oh, it says attached power cord included. I see it on the box. Okay, there we go. Good deal. It just doesn't show it in any of the pictures.
Oh, it's 3 feet.
Yeah, okay, good deal. Yeah, I was finally able to look it up on... and I could see it on Best Buy's website. They have a picture of the box, and it shows attached power cord included.
Okay.
Yeah, which is not something that was mentioned on the manufacturer's website, so that was
I should have thought of that when you said you were going to look. It took me a minute to like, oh yeah, I've got it here. Okay, so my next question is, the electrician I talked to said that my dishwasher was probably hardwired too. Do they have to have a plug to install the dishwasher?
If we're not able to hardwire the disposal, then that would indicate that we wouldn't be able to hardwire the dishwasher, so it would require a plug as well.
Okay, and see, I don't remember, and I don't know if there's a plug back there or not because they couldn't take it out.
Oh, I understand.
So if I had a double plug put in... would that work for the dishwasher?
The electrician would know a better answer to that question than I would. Because it's going to be
okay,
the power requirements, for that, it's like, I don't know about, you know, plugging in two units that draw a lot of electricity to the same outlet, but the electrician would know better than I would about that. It may be perfectly fine, but I wouldn't want to give you an answer without having any electrical knowledge myself.
Well, he was talking about putting a double plug in for that, but he wanted me to make sure on any specifications on length or anything before he installed them.
Oh, okay. I understand that.
So, you know, and the guy that was here, I have to say this. The younger guy was very nice, but the older guy was, like, not very helpful. And just like, nope, can't do it, you know. And saying, he says to me, I don't want to be rude, ma'am, but we can't do it, when I was asking him questions, you know. Because I was like, well, who do I call to do this? So he told me to call an electrician to have him install my garbage disposal. And I called an electrician, and they said, no, we don't install them, you know. We'll hardwire it after they install it, you know. But he said that he wasn't allowed to just install it, to have it hardwired. So that was fine. But he just kind of, he wasn't real helpful. And then my next thing I want to bring up is I called my Best Buy, and I spoke to somebody at the Geek Squad. And they said that the guys that were out here were supposed to offer me the additional services to bring everything up to code so they could install it, and they didn't do that.
Well, that would be because they must not have the ability to do what was needing to be done. There's certain work that if our installers aren't able to do it, then we can't touch it. Like, some of our guys in some areas can install electrical outlets or can perform a hard wire, but if those guys are not able to do the work, then we can't do it at all. Because, I mean, that's going to be something that could be a hazard that could burn down your house if they don't do it right. So, which is...
No, I get that, but... It doesn't seem right that some can do it and some can't do it, because, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, the guys who can do it are, like, in other states, not in necessarily in your area. Different states have different laws pertaining to what can and can't be done, and the requirements on us are a little bit stricter in some areas than they are in others.
Okay. Okay, so if the electrician puts in a double plug, that's not going to be an issue for the dishwasher, correct?
It sounds like it's not going to be an issue. I would consult with the electrician, as he would know better than me. But it seems like if he puts in a 240-volt outlet, then that's going to cover having enough power for both the dishwasher and the garbage disposal, because it looks like they both require a 110 outlet. So if the outlet that he installs, which is a double plug, is on a 240-volt breaker, then that should be okay. But again, I would say consult the electrician, because he would be more knowledgeable than me in that regards. I'm just trying to use logic to piece it together.
I just don't want your guys to come out here and say, oh, we can't do it because it's under the sink or something. I just want to make sure I have your specifications correct.
The outlet being under the sink would not be a problem, as long as as long as the power cord can get to the dishwasher and get to the outlet with no issues, and the power cord can get to the, you know, the disposal, and the outlet with no issues, that should be fine.
Okay, and see, I have no idea whether the dishwasher is hardwired or not, and we couldn't check it, so, okay. All right, it's always a pain when you get new stuff, but I appreciate your time.
Oh, you're very welcome, and was there anything else that I could assist with today here at XPO?
Okay, so when I call Best Buy back, they should be able to reschedule you guys to come out again and install?
Yes, ma'am. Even if they have to create a new order, which it appears to me that they would have to create a new order, because they've canceled the installation services on this order.
Okay. I don't know why they did that. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir, and you have a good day.
You're very welcome. I thank you very much. I'd like to thank you for calling XPO. It was my pleasure to assist you, and I do hope you have a good night.
All right, you too.
Thank you.